Hi, everybody out there. Hi. I'm so glad you're practicing this class with us. Yoga is this amazing thing that is so comprehensive and even has all these seemingly contradictory elements. Like, it's super hard, but you can have a smile on your face at the same time. You can put intensity into it while being totally relaxed. There's so much happening. There's so much movement within the stillness. When you actually hold still in postures mentally and physically, you sense the wonderful movement deeply inside. So I know that most of this has gotten lost. Most people who say, I do yoga, I have done yoga these days, many of these principles probably have not been trained within their practice. And we are so lucky to have had the teaching and have the teaching from Bikram and Emmy and Rajashree and people who are dedicated and know the yoga, trust the yoga, have faith in it, and aren't willing to compromise just to make a buck. So I'm so happy and I feel lucky that this is the practice I was exposed to, and I'm so glad you can be with us. I hope you have a wonderful practice, and I would love to see more and more of you join through either our Patreon site. That's the easiest way to do monthly contribution. It's patreon.com/bikramyoga, patreon.com/bikramyoga. I recommend the $19 a month. If you're using this podcast, using these recordings, that would be wonderful. There are upper levels too, but that is a nice amount to help cover the cost of bringing these classes to you and keep our community strong here. We also have live stream memberships on our website, www.byca.yoga. Those also come with audio and video recordings. There's all kinds of wonderful resources. So I hope to see more and more of you. And I did also want to say thank you to everyone who has joined so far. It's really cool to have connections all around the world through this yoga. I'm also so grateful for that. So patreon.com/bikramyoga, or you can check out byca.yoga for my website directly. Have a wonderful practice, everyone. Good morning on Zoom. Can you hear me clearly? Hi, Jess. Hi, Sue. Hi, Alda. Hello, Zlatark. Great to see you. Welcome. I'm going to turn the lights on in the yoga room, everybody. Be prepared. Hi, Esther. Great to have you with us. Welcome, everybody. The hardest thing you did today was get yourself here, and now you just do what you can, okay? I mean, every day is going to be different, and over the long time you have to practice, you go through stuff, physical, mental, interpersonal, etc., right? Emotional, fill in the categories. But the yoga class is always here, and it's always consistent, so you have something that's really your best friend, and it's going to help you with whatever you're going through, or maybe people around you are going through. Body's going through something, joints going through something. Anyway, the class will be here for you. And I know there's sometimes resistance to getting here, internal resistance. You're like, you have the car, you have the time, right? You can do it, but then there's sometimes a resistance. It will come up with a long list of reasons. But if you just bring your body anyway, see what happens, you're going to feel better and be better on the way out. So enjoy. Yeah? Okay. I'll be talking the whole time, word by word. I'll keep an eye on you, Esther. If I see anything you need, I'll let you know. Sometimes I'm just going to let you be there in a partial beginning of a posture because I know that it's exactly as it should be. Okay? So, all right. So we start with the breathing exercise, everyone. Feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touch underneath the chin. Keep the knuckles and chin together like glue throughout the breathing exercise. Stand up nice and tall, chest up, stomach in. Let's begin. Inhale, breathing. Elbows lift up only. Keep the chin down. Suck in your stomach. Breathe in as much as you possibly can. Exhale, breathing. Head goes up. Open your mouth and push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you. Hands together and elbows together. Inhale, breathing. Slowly bring the head down. Simultaneously, elbows lift up towards the ceiling, helping you lift the spine and ribs. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth. Push the chin slowly back. Everybody, chest up, suck in your stomach, exhale as much as you can. Inhale, mouth closed, head down, breathe in by the throat. Elbows up towards the ceiling, chin all the way down, look forward. Exhale, open your mouth wide. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you. Hands, palms together, elbows together. Inhale, separate and lift up the elbows. That's it, Randy. Chin down, elbows up. Breathe in more and more. Exhale, one. Open your mouth, two. Push the head back, three. Four, suck in your stomach, five, all the way, elbows touch on six. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows up. That's it, head down, look in the mirror, full lungs. Exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push the chin back. Bring the elbows forward, away from the chest, towards the mirror, elbows come together. Inhale, head down, mouth closed. Elbows lift up, breathe in more, rib cage expanding. Exhale, open your mouth, push the chin back with the knuckles. Bring the elbows forward towards each other. Elbows touch each other at the end. Inhale, separate and lift up the elbows. Bring the chin down. That's it, mouth closed. Breathe in more and more. Exhale, one. Look up, two, three. Push the head back, four. Hands together, five. Elbows together, six. Inhale, one. Mouth closed, two, three. Chest up, four. Rib cage expanding, five. Little bit more. Six, exhale, one. Push the head, two, with the hands, three, four. Suck in your stomach, five. Push out more air, six. Inhale, mouth closed. Breathe in by your throat. The nose is a neutral passageway. Exhale by the throat, mouth open. Now the mouth is a passageway, but still you have the sound and flow of air by the throat. Inhale, one, head down, two. Three, chest up, four, little bit more, five, look in the mirror on six, hold it. Exhale, one, look up and back, two, three, suck in your stomach, four, chest up towards the ceiling, five, elbows touch, six, one more in the first set, please. Inhale, breathing. Keep the body weight to the heels, inner thighs pressing together, good mirror. So exhale, chest up, shoulders down as you push the head back so the neck can move. Chest up, shoulders down, stomach in all the way. Okay, when you're done exhaling there, please change. Bring your arms down by your sides. You don't need to get it all in one class or five classes or 100 classes. Yeah? So each day, you just listen. One more detail, one more detail. Okay? Second set. Interlace fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. I'm just responding to any part of your mind that might have said, why didn't I get this already? Okay. It's because you're learning it. Chest up, stomach in. It's totally correct. Inhale, one. Elbows up, two. Three, chin down, four, chest up, five, stomach in, six, exhale, one, open your mouth, two, push the chin back, three, four, look way back, five, hands together, six, elbows together, inhale, that's it, Esther, elbows separate, that's the right direction, elbows separate and lift up as high as possible, exhale, one, good ones, user, two, push the head back, three, four, belly button in, five, suck in your stomach, six, good Sandy, inhale, one, head down, two, mouth closed, three, four, keep your eyes open, five, look in the mirror, six, exhale, one, look up, two, and back, three, across the ceiling, four, five, six, inhale, head down. The more you suck in the stomach, the more you expand the rib cage, you will use more of your lungs. Exhale, head up, push the head back. As you bring the hands together, please cross your thumbs. Elbows come together. That's right. Inhale, head down. Lift and expand the rib cage by breathing in as much as you can. Exhale, head up, push the chin back, but you also have purposeful control of the chest up. Spine straight. Exhale completely, everybody. Inhale, head down. Now, right from the beginning, lift up the waistband, lift up the rib cage, expanding more and more. Exhale, that's it. Chest, breastbone stays lifted. Let the shoulders come down. Elbows nice and high. Cross your thumbs, Mirsa, like you did that one time. Good. Inhale, head down. That will help them get out of the way. Towards the end of the inhale, look in the mirror for the rib cage expanding. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, push the head back, three, four, belly button in, five, as much as possible, six. Inhale, a few more in the second set. Complete depression of the abdominal wall, full lungs. Exhale, keep the breastbone lifted, body weight on your heels, hips and thighs contracted, elbows together. Last two, inhale, you're doing great. Just breathe in as much as you can for six counts, look straight ahead in the mirror. Exhale, mouth open, push the head back. Chest up, everybody, suck in your stomach, exhale as much as you can. Last one, take your time, inhale by the throat. Keep going until you might feel a little bit dizzy. Exhale, chest up, shoulders down. Push the chin back. Suck in your stomach. Exhale more and more and more. When you're finished, you can change arms down by your sides. All right. That's it. Now we have some yoga postures to do. Each posture will tell you things. It will tell me things. If you just put your mind on the attention, the main ingredient is your attention. Like I was saying, you might take hundreds of classes to figure out all these details. The only thing you need to do is try to hear, connect, observe, have your attention in your present moment. Okay? So everything else will take care of itself. Breathing by the nose, please. Half moon pose. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Please go right and left a few times on your own, back and forth, back and forth. Every time you come up through the center, stretch up a little more, try to touch the ceiling. Yoga practice is 99% mental, 99% your attention. The body parts and the anatomy and all this stuff is 1% of it. When you can't stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. Throughout the posture, maximum body weight on the heels, breathing both directions by the nose. Chin up a little bit so your neck is visible in the mirror. Take a deep breath, stomach in, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling very slowly. Bend your upper body to the right side of the room. Push your hips at the same time to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Take a nice deep breath. Squeeze your palms together. Pull the body over to the right side so you create some stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Keep the butt cheeks tucked underneath you. In other words, hips forward, upper body open, chest up, stomach in, body weight on the heels. As you come down more, make sure the breathing is smooth. In by the nose and out by the nose, and both hips stay in one line parallel to the mirror. Bring the right shoulder and chest forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. Come down, push, stomach in, push a little bit more, push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good alignment, Sandy. Chin up, arms back. Weight on the heels, everyone. Butt cheeks tuck under, stomach in. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Nice, Carolyn. Bend your upper body to the left. Not only bend, but stretch it. Reach with your strength to the left side of the room. At the same time, push your hips off center, beyond the center line of the body, to the right. Keeping the body weight on the heels. Butt cheeks tucked under, stomach in. Chin up, chest up. Squeeze palms just all the way up to the wrist. Try again and again and again, over and over. We don't know when the thing is going to happen. We're not supposed to know when the thing is going to happen. You just put the effort in purely without attachment to the result, and you get maximum benefit. As you come down, keep both hips in one line. Left shoulder and chest forward, opening up the chest. Excellent. Juicer with shoulders. Come down, push. Stomach in. Hips to the right side. Push. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. All right, next is backward bending. Eyes open, mouth closed. Take a nice deep breath. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you, and now bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you, breathing normally by the nose. Push your upper body back. Nice start, Randy. Squeeze palms and reach back, everyone, so you bend your entire spine coccyx to the neck. Lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Take a deep breath, everyone. As you exhale, push your hips forward towards the mirror without bending the knees. Much better with legs, Jeff. Everybody reach back. Arms back. Try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Stomach in. Bend your knees. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. The spine may not be warmed up yet. So you can touch the floor. Move your hips right, left, just by bending the right knee a little bit, then the left knee a little bit, right knee, then the left knee. So the movement happens around the lower spine and pelvis and hips. Very good. Next is hands to feet pose, Paddhasasana. Grab the heels from behind. If you can't grab from behind yet, slide the fingertips underneath the outsides of your feet or underneath the toes or hands on the floor in front of you. There's many ways, many points on the way into the posture that still count as the posture and give you the benefit. Now, if you have the heels, pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. If you have hands on the floor in front of you, that's fine. Roll forward. Bring some body weight forward to the base of the toes and push the knuckles into the floor. Now, everyone's stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. You can bend the knees up a little bit to get no gap between knees and chest. Exhale, breathing. Bring your face closer to and eventually touching with the shin so you have no gap anywhere between the upper body and the legs. Pull on the heels. Slowly, gently push the knees back to create a stretch all over underneath the backside of the body. Coccyx to the forehead, coccyx to the toes. That's good. Now exhale, pull on the heels, push the knees back, lock the knees. To change, bring your hands back together in front of you, interlace grip. Slowly come back up. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling, full lungs. Exhale, arms float down sideways. Stand tall, arms nice and loose. Relax, doing great. Second set, we get to try again. Inhale, breathing arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. With your weight on the heels, take a deep breath, stomach and stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling, begin side bending to the right. Simultaneously push your hips to the left without bending elbows, without bending knees. I want you to squeeze the upper thighs in towards each other, outer glutes tucked under, body weight on the heels. And this will give you tremendous strength, stability, and balance of the lower body, not only to help you in the posture. In fact, only part of this is about improving the posture. It's about controlling and improving body part connection so that you can use the body better when you leave the class. Come down 5, chin up. 4, squeeze palms and reach. 3, come down and push. 2, 1. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Very good. Butt cheeks under weight on the heels. Inhale, stretch up and over to the left side. Push your hips to the right without letting the hips twist. So as you come down, keep the right hip forward. Fronts of the thighs equal distance from the mirror. Left shoulder and chest lift up and come forward so the chest opens, rib cage opens. Top armpit can roll over and back, smoothing out the angle of the shoulder blade. Come down 5, suck in your stomach. 4, squeeze palms together, Jeff. 3, suck in your stomach. 2, come down. 1, inhale, breathing, come up. Wonderful. Backward bending, nice deep breath in, eyes open, drop your head all the way back. Now keep the mouth closed, breathe smoothly by the nose. Tip the chin back so you stretch from throat all the way from collarbones to chin. Inhale, reach up with your arms momentarily. Now bring your arms back towards your ears, bending the entire spine, coccyx to the neck, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Squeeze palms. Let the upper body drop back as you push your upper body back. Try to touch the back wall. Take a nice inhale, everybody, by the nose. Exhale, push hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Breathing smoothly, body weight on the heels, arms back. Go back. Reach back. Try to touch the back wall. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend the knees. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Move your hips right, left. Bend your right knee just a little, then the left knee, then the right, then the left. If your lower back feels a little bit tight, just needs a minute, stomach in. Hands to feet pose. Grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching side by side. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down. So most of what I'm going to tell you now is how to set up the posture. You can have hands on the floor in front of you if that's as far as you can reach. Slide the fingertips underneath the toes if that's the next stage. Next is underneath outsides of the feet. Eventually, slide the fingertips underneath the heels. Any of these things will help you do the posture. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down. Esther, that's perfect. Push the fingernails into the ground, everybody, as you pull on the heels. Now, keeping the chest and knees glued together, push the knees back a little bit. Roll forward, eyes open, touch your face on the shins. Body weight to the base of the toes, keeping the knees and chest together. Push the knees back a little more, eventually locking the legs with the upper body stretching down, top of the head closer to the tops of your feet. Keeping the stomach in, bring your hands back together in front of you, interlace grip and come up. When you get up to the top, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. Wonderful. So we've moved the spine already in 4 directions. Next is awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Feet parallel to each other throughout the posture, not turning in, not turning out. That looks just right. Inhale, breathing, bring your arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted. Nothing loose, nothing hanging. Arms stretch all the way out to the fingertips. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, stomach in. Sit down. Feet flat position. Maximum body weight on your heels. Check in the mirror. First of all, stick your butt out all the way. Get your hips back. Lower down until one day thighs are parallel to the floor. But now check in the mirror. Make sure you have 6 inches all over between feet, knees, and hands. Suck in your stomach. Lift the chest up. That's it. Lean your upper body back. At the same time, stretch forward. Try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Arms stay right there. Everyone take a deep breath. Go all the way up on the tiptoes as high as possible. Center of the chest, top of the head, and the whole spine stretch up towards the ceiling. Shoulders down, arms contracted. Suck in your stomach, sit down on the tippy toes, everyone. Sit down in the chair. In other words, heels up, knees up, sit down until the thighs are parallel to the floor. Stretch your spine, chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. That's right, come up higher on the tiptoes, everyone. Higher up, more up. Heels up, go up, come up higher on the tiptoes. That's right, Randy. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet flat for just a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes, squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Slowly sit down. This one, take a full 10 counts to get the hips all the way down, all the way down. And as you're sitting down, you're leaning against an imaginary wall, please, back of the head and back of the hips, sliding down the wall. Sit down as much as you can with the knees together, eventually hips just a little bit above your heels, arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. Lift the chest up, suck in your stomach. You're fine right there, Esther. Just squeeze the knees together, chest up, and hang out there, stretching the spine upward the whole time. Inhale, slowly come up without leaning forward. Back of the head, back of the hips, leaning against the wall. Good, Zlotark. Feet flat, right foot to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Inhale fully. Exhale by the nose. Second set, awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right. 6 inches, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, bring your arms up in front of you. Doing great. Exhale, stomach in. Sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Marissa, that's great. Hips back and down. Yep, just keep the heels out and toes in so the feet stay parallel to each other. You got it. Focus one point in the mirror. Now lift the chest up, lean back. Stretch forward with 100% attention. Breathing, always normal. Inhale, breathing, come up. All the way up on the tiptoes. Stand up super high. All the way. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head towards the ceiling. Shoulders down, chest up, exhale, stomach, and sit down as quick as you can on the tippy toes, heels up. Tippy toes, knees up, there you go. Thighs parallel to the floor for 5. Chest up, stomach, and 4. Higher on the tiptoes, 3 more than you think. 2 upper body back, Marlo, just a touch. Hips tuck underneath, 1. Inhale, come up. Yes, that's right. Feet flat. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. This is the slow one. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. 10 counts. Sit down. 9. Keeping the spine upright. 8. 7. Chest up. Stomach in. 6. Now slow it down more. 5 for the second half. 4. Even slower. 3. And you keep slowing down. 2. And if you need another 10 counts to go the last 6 inches, that's awesome. Keep the knees together. I know it might sound like a joke, but you can imagine it. Keep the knees together. Push them down and forward. Arms and thighs. And that's perfectly fine. This is great to warm up the circulation to and from the legs. Excellent for lubricating lower body joints. And now you try to come up just as slow, leaning against the wall. I know that it's not always going to happen. It might not ever have happened yet, but anyway, you can try. Right foot to the left, arms down by your sides. And if you laugh, then good. If you laugh because you're like, that's impossible, okay, sure, Anne. But anyway, you try. You have a lightness about the whole thing, which is what we need in so many situations. Okay, next is eagle pose, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down as low as you can. Feet flat, body weight on the heels, upper body back a couple of inches. That's correct, Randy, that's good. You can grab shoulders if you want. Right leg lift up over the left, everybody, as high as possible. Cross your legs each other at the thighs, sit down, and cross again to put the right foot eventually behind the left calf muscle, all 5 toes visible in the mirror. Pull your elbows down towards the navel. At the same time, lift the chest up. It's a very nice posture, Sue. Just hold it. You don't have to sit any lower. This is a very good posture. Weight to the heel, upper body back at the end. Change. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face. The other way, Mirsa, when you grab above the elbows, right there. No, you had it. Cross up here, though. Yes. Pull elbows down, stomach in, sit down in the chair. You feel the more pressure that way, right? Yeah, good. Upper body back, left leg lift up over the right leg as high as possible. As high as you can, cross your legs at the thighs and then again at the lower leg. That's fine, Randy. Just pull both elbows down, especially the top elbow, everybody. Push down into the bottom elbow so both elbows go towards the belly button. Lift your chest up, suck in your stomach, body weight slightly to the heel, upper body back at the end. Okay, change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms overhead, sideways, full lungs, right arm. Cross at the upper arms first, right arm under. Yes, pull the elbows down, stomach in, sit as low as you can with the feet flat. And you can start to work towards interlacing the fingers to get a strong grip. Upper body back, right leg lift up over the left leg. Every yoga posture is defined in large part by the stillness in the posture. It is also defined by where to attempt to put body parts. And it is also defined by normal breathing by the nose. But the stillness is always part of it too. So you move into the posture as much as you can, and then you hang out there. Pull the elbows down, chest up, upper body back at the end. Good. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. Interlacing fingers is a good step. Pull the elbows down. Sit down as low as possible. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back. Stay there. Just the left leg moves. Lift it up over the right. You got it. So you're creating pressure on every layer, bones to the skin, especially at the thighs and at the upper arms. This is helpful for the circulation of fluids and energy in the body. It's very important. So just go as far as you can. The flexibility is one of the least important things to help you do the posture. Pull the elbows down, stomach and upper body back at the end. Good. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head and arms down by your sides. You can take a little sip of water if you need. Of course, we need some mobility to get into a posture, but in terms of you getting the maximum benefit from the posture, the flexibility is pretty low. You know, how deeply you go just has to do with what you've been doing with the body, the nature of the joints. But you start the benefit the moment you put your attention on trying the posture and then holding still with your concentration and normal breathing. Okay. The most misunderstood thing, maybe, about yoga. It's a stretching class. I'm not flexible, right? The wrong message has gotten out. So here I am going to correct it, just sitting here right in this room with you all. I have no major media engine behind me, right? Okay. Anyway, standing head to knee pose, feet together. Nice deep breath and suck in your stomach. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Round your spine, suck in your stomach. Balancing on one leg starts the posture, and you can follow it 10 times. Just get back in 10 times. Now, if you can't reach the foot yet, anyway, spine is rounded, you reach for the foot. Concentrate deeply on your standing leg. Push your knee back, left leg locked. Inhale, breathing. If you have the grip underneath the foot, right leg lift up slowly, very gently, and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Standing leg lock. That's right. You can just reach like this, Esther, in time, little by little, pick up the foot for a few seconds at a time. Standing leg solid. Now, those of you with the leg up, take a deep breath. Kick the right heel forward towards the mirror, flexing the foot from the ankle. All 5 toes turning in. Eventually, both legs locked. When you can balance there comfortably, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Keep upper right thigh contracted. Kick the heel forward. Turn the 5 toes back. That's it. To change, straighten the arms first. Good. Bend the right knee. Put the right foot down, feet together. Does that make sense to try? Okay. Nice deep breath in. Suck in your stomach. Pick up the left foot in front of you. So first you can round the spine, bring the knee up some amount, and just try to lock the standing leg. Round forward. If you can reach the foot, then please grab exactly 2 inches below the toes, thumbs included. Don't lose the grip. If you can't reach the foot yet, you just bring the leg up partway, round the spine partway. Now standing leg solid. Everybody look in the mirror at your right knee. Whole leg solid, concrete, unbroken. Once you have the foot, inhale, breathing. Left leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. Not too high, not too low. Take a deep breath. Kick the left heel forward, flex the foot from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. Once both legs are locked and you can maintain the contraction sensation on top of the left thigh, then bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go below the calf muscle. See if the heel will go towards the mirror or top of the left thigh contracted. Stomach in, shoulders relax. To change, straighten the arms. Bend the left knee. Feet together, arms down. Does that bother the left hip when you try to straighten that leg? Marlo? I know. I just want to know, if you're going from here to here, does that pinch up here? Okay. So on this left leg, just work on getting that last little bit from here, because you're like here with the leg and it's great. Just a little extra. Okay. Yeah, I understand. This one won't bother that because you're not standing on it, most likely. That's why I want to check with you. Okay. Good. We'll work on it. I have not met a single perfectly symmetrical person yet. Just to help you understand normal. Normal is it's different here, it's different here, something there, something there. You're a normal human. Okay, last one. Take a nice deep breath. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. 2 inches below the toes, stomach in. If you've got the foot, inhale, breathing. Right leg lift up, slowly, gently. Yeah, that's it. Just concentrate on your standing leg locked, solid, unbroken. Once both legs are locked, elbows come down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Make sure top of the right thigh stays contracted. In fact, it will increase its contraction as you bring the head to the knee. 5, suck in your stomach. 4, relax your shoulders, please. 3, 2, shoulders down, Alda. 1, yes, that's right. To change, bring your head up. Straighten the arms. Bend the knee. Okay, feet together. It's intense, this thigh. Yeah, okay, take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, 2 inches below the toes. Standing leg, solid concrete lamppost. Distribute the weight equally all over the right foot. Inhale, left leg lift up slowly and gently. And specifically from left to right, let's say you have one side that's a little more challenged in doing, say, the third part. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked, then elbows come down. Go slower on that side to master the body parts that may be more challenged, that may have a little weakness or imbalance. Take your time with that side. You may not go as far as the other side. Once elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, forehead to the knee. When you want to change, bring the head up first. Shoulders down, straighten the arms, and change again. That's good, Zlatark. Elbows can come down next. A little more elbows, a little more shoulders. It's very nice posture, very strong. Okay, let's do standing bow pulling pose next. Bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to the right. Pretend you're holding something in this hand. Straighten the elbow. Keep the palm facing up. Bend your right knee. Put the ankle into your hand. If you can't grab like this, you can grab from the outside. That's it, Esther. And then work your hand around the toes to the inside. Feel free to use the wall too, like Julie, left arm by the wall. Everybody, left arm all the way up, palm facing the mirror. If you want some balance help, I'll show you what to do. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin, charge your upper body forward, kick the right leg back. I would suggest you can do it, like, see how Julie's got the wall right next to her? You can stand right behind me and just, you're fine, Julie, you don't have to do anything. I'm just showing her she can imitate you. You're good. So you have the wall here next to you. You can grab here. Everyone stretch and kick up equally. Your next step, Esther, is to work your hand eventually, doesn't have to happen today, around to the inside of the ankle. Take your time and just reach, stretch up. Once you have the foot, then you charge forward, kick back and up. That's it. Keep the standing leg locked, left thigh muscles contracted. You can bring the arm down parallel to the floor, but keep the chin up. Take a deep breath. Let the upper body turn and twist. Right shoulder back, left shoulder forward to get 2 shoulders in one line. In other words, right shoulder will be invisible when you look at yourself in the mirror. Body down, kick. Charge forward, kick. Nice, Letarque. Stretching and kicking equally, the same as one thing. Change. Feet together, arms down. Now, you guys by the wall can just turn around 180 degrees so you have the wall to your right. Okay, that'll help you. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to the left, straighten the elbow, hold the ankle from the inside, or starting from the outside, work around the toes to the inside. Right arm all the way up, palm facing the mirror. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin, charge forward, kick back. Not only equally and simultaneously, but as one thought. Try to touch the mirror, kick back. This will automatically turn the upper body to the left and twist the spine. Keep your chin up, face parallel to the mirror, straight on. Left shoulder back, right shoulder forward. Push the right arm fingertips towards the mirror to get the shoulder to touch the chin. Kick back, left shoulder back, kick up to get your 2 shoulders in one line. In other words, the left shoulder will be invisible when you look at yourself in the mirror. Body down, kick. Take a deep breath, stretch forward, kick up. Body down, kick up. Inhale, kick up. One more effort. Change, everybody. Feet together, arms down. Does that make sense how to try? Yeah. All right. Any questions on standing bow pulling? Let's try again. Right hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the side, hold the ankle. All 5 fingers together. Mirsa, if you feel crowded from the wall, you can step a little forward. Yeah, okay. All right, left arm all the way up, palm facing the mirror. I want you to have no hesitation when you kick, okay? Take a deep breath, begin, 20 counts, charge forward. 19, that's right, Esther. 18, just holding the foot there, 17 is plenty. 16, you can reach up with the left arm, 15. 14, bring your shoulder to the chin, 13. Left arm down parallel to the floor, 11, that's it, Sandy. 10, make up your mind, lock the standing leg, 9. 8, body down and kick. 7, good, Shamina. 6, now kick straight up. 5, body down and kick. 4, energize forward. 3, try to touch the mirror. 2, chin up, kick up. 1, lovely. feet together, arms down. If you have any noisy thought bubbles, you have a choice. You can keep going in the thought bubbles, or you can try to listen to your breathing and the words. You always have this choice in the class. Left hand up, palm facing up, reach out. Grab the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Right arm all the way up, palm facing the mirror, knees together. Whatever they're about. I don't care if it's about a yoga posture, body part, or last Tuesday. Take a deep breath, charge forward, kick back. 20 counts, chin up. 19, look straight ahead. 18, bring the right arm down. 17, but the chin up. 16, that's it, Jeff. 15, kick up. 14, 13, take a deep breath. 12, go and touch the mirror. 11, good reaching forward, Sandy. 10, shoulder to the chin. 9, left shoulder back. 8, 7, now kick and stretch equally. 5, body down and kick. 4, keep kicking. 3, let the left shoulder relax. 2, go and touch the mirror, kick up. 1, change everybody. Feet together, arms down. How you doing, Carolyn? Okay. Front row, if you need some room in front of you, step to the back of the mat, feet together nicely. For balancing stick, we're going to take a big step forward. Take a deep breath, everyone, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Keep your chin up. Take a deep breath and a big step onto your right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Standing on one foot, try to touch the ceiling. Inhale, breathing. Come down. Chest down, leg up. Upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Charge forward. I want more body weight to the base of the toes. Charge forward, almost falling forward. Now stomach in, stretch. Body down, stretch. Leg up, stretch. Inhale, come up. Keep your arms and head together. Chin up. Inhale, breathing. Big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes pointed. Inhale, stretch up first. Try to touch the ceiling. Then upper body down, right leg up. Sole of the right foot facing the ceiling. Come down, leg up until your whole body, your arms, head, neck, spine, and right leg are in one line parallel to the floor. Squeeze palms, charge forward, leg up, stretch forward, natural human traction. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms down by your sides. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed, chin up, take a deep breath. Big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Inhale. Now look at the floor about 4 feet in front of you. Bring the chest down, leg up. It's only 10 seconds. You have to make up your mind to pay total attention to what you're doing in the moment. No abstraction, no positive, negative. Just inhale, stretch forward. Inhale, leg up. Suck in your stomach. Stretch. Everybody stretch. Like natural human tug of war, stretch. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Chin up. Take a deep breath. Big step onto your left foot. Lock both legs. Right toes pointed. Look on the floor about 4 feet in front of you. Come down, leg up. Chest down, leg up. Body weight forward to the base of the toes. Back leg, toes stretch to the back wall. Come down, leg up. You can do it. Stretch forward, leg up. Good Shemina stomach and stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch and change. Come up. Nice one, Randy. Feet together. Arms down by your sides. Okay, step over to the left side of the mat. Feet together. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Big step with the right foot over your mat. Arms immediately parallel to the floor. Heels in one line, feet straight ahead or slightly turned in. Lock your legs, take a deep breath, stomach in, stretch your upper body forward from your lower spine towards the mirror. Look in the mirror for as long as you can and keep the body weight to the base of the toes. When you cannot see yourself in the mirror anymore, grab the heels from the outside. If you can't grab the heels, put your hands on the floor in front of you and open the heels a little wider so that you can first work on straightening the knees. That looks great, Julie. So much improvement. Push the knees back till the legs are straight. Then you lift up the kneecaps by contracting the thigh muscles, keeping the hands down. Once you have the heels, you can pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down towards the floor. Look forward, chin forward, creating a stretch all over backside of the body. Coccyx to the toes, coccyx to the forehead. Hold still. Wherever you have moved to, there you are. Kneecaps lift, Carolyn. Stretch the body down. Do it again. Thighs contract. Do it again. Thighs contract. Good. Change again. Arms out and head up. Is that bothering the knees at all? Okay. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. It's one of the strangest, difficult things to lock the leg and then keep it locked. Almost everyone can, once you figure out how to, I know these pants are the worst for this, but you see this lifting tension in the thighs? The kneecaps go up. Once you learn how to do that, that's a stage, right? Oh, that thing. It took me a few months to even figure out how to do that thing. But once you can do that, the next challenge, which I think is more difficult, is to hold it for the whole time. Like as you stretch forward and you grab the heels and you pull, check on these because a lot of times they relax and you couldn't even feel it. It's such a subtle feeling when they drop. It's like everything else is so much bigger. Like I'm upside down and I'm sweating in my eye and all this other drama. So you don't usually feel the thighs drop. So that's something to work on. Yeah. All right, let's try second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Big step over the mat, arms parallel to the floor. Now, you can take a wider step if you did not touch the head to the floor the first try. Lock your legs. Try to do that thigh thing I showed you. Inhale, stretch up, and then forward. It's a lift up of the kneecaps, the lower quadricep muscles, but also all the way to upper thighs will be locked. Take your time coming forward. See, this is where the 99% mental attention comes in. Can you keep your mind on your thighs contracted and on your normal breathing while you're doing all this other stuff, like body weight to the toes, stomach in, stretching the spine, rolling forward, chin forward. You're developing attention in a tremendous way, comprehensively and deeply all over, bones to the skin, coccyx to the forehead, creating the stretch, coccyx to the toes. Slowly you come up, arms out, head up, and stand up. Once you're upright, inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Triangle pose is next. How you doing, Esther? Good? Okay. Inhale, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Right foot step over your mat, a big step, arms down immediately parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward as much as possible. Arms back. Inhale, lift the chest up. Nice, Joanna. Turn the right foot all the way out to the right until it is parallel to the mirror. Bend your right knee, sit down. You can bounce a couple of times until the right thigh is all the way down there. Keep the left leg locked. Arms back. Take a deep breath. Tilt the upper body to the right. Bring the torso down at the diagonal in line with the left leg and the two arms in one vertical line. Push your right knee back with help of the right arm so you're aiming between big toe and second toe. Sit down more. One day, touch right there between big toe and second toe. Left arm stretches up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Chin to the left shoulder to get the right side profile of the face visible in the mirror. Now keep the rib cage torso lifted, lower body down. Sit down, try to touch between big and second toe, push your hips more forward, turn and twist, upper body back. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle, turn the right toe straight ahead. Inhale, breathing. Push your hips forward, arms slide back. Inhale, lift the chest, turn your left foot all the way out to the left. Now the right foot toes can turn in slightly, or be straight ahead, but they do not turn out, please. Bend your left knee, sit down all the way. You can let the knee go out over the midfoot, Marlo, that's right. Push the left foot firmly down. Inhale, breathing, tilt the upper body to the left. Left arm straight down, right arm straight up. I want maximum body weight and pressure underneath the left foot, using that whole bent leg strongly and pushing it firmly into the floor. Turn your head chin to the right shoulder so the left side profile of the face is visible in the mirror. Keep the rib cage lifted, nice big gap triangle between left thigh and rib cage. Stretch the upper body out to the left so the head stretches away from the right heel. Turn and twist upper body back, keeping the right leg locked, right foot flat on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Left toes turn in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. I want to show you guys something so everyone can see it on Zoom. I think you can see my whole body. I know I'm at a funny angle for you guys in the room, but pretend I'm parallel to a wall here. I have my heels in the line. What you can look for in the mirror, now I know you might only be able to sit down this much, that's fine when you're starting, okay? You might be sitting down this much. But where you're headed, some of you guys can sit down all the way. This knee, when you look in the mirror, if I look in the mirror, I want the end of this knee to be about over the middle of my foot, so that my left arm going straight down can touch between the big and second toe. If your step gets too big, watch where my hand reaches. It's gonna be somewhere here. And now I have too much energy and body weight going out that way over the straight leg, and there's the posture is going that way. I don't want the posture to go that way. I want the posture to go that way. You see this line from the heel? I wanna have total control of this direction that's going out the top of my head away from the right heel. Does that make sense? Can you see it? I don't want the posture to be fighting me this way. You'll struggle. You don't need extra struggle. It's already hard enough. But anyway, that's the right way for the leg muscles and the knee and everything else too. Okay, shall we try again? Did that make a little sense? Okay. Any birthdays today? Okay, let's try again. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, hips forward, arms back. Lift the chest, turn the right foot all the way out. Bend the right knee. If at some point you realize, oh, my step's a little too big, just close it. It's okay. Little shorter step, Alda. Shorter, closer. Okay, go ahead into the posture. You can always look in the mirror and see what's going on. It's here for you for that purpose, in part. Yes, Alda, better. Better, Zlatark, thank you. Right arm reaches down, left arm stretches up. Now stretch the body along the diagonal, top of the head, reaching, charging away from the left heel, left foot flat, left leg locked. Inhale, come up. You guys look super steady. Feet straight, inhale, hips forward, arms back, lift the chest, turn the left foot all the way out, bend the knees, sit down. The right toes can turn in slightly. Get your hips down, upper body open, arms back, inhale, go. Tilt the upper body left side. Left arm on the inside of the left knee, push the knee back. There are many things happening. You could do 1 inch, Zlatark, closer heels, shorter step. Okay, now rib cage up, chest up. Hips down. That's it. As you push your left knee back, bring the left shoulder forward towards the mirror. Better, Marlo. Push the left foot as if it's going through the floor. It's so strong. Take the top of the head and reach away from your right heel. Inhale, breathing, come up. Oh my gosh, that looks so good. Feet straight. Inhale, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. You don't want to feel like you're sinking in the hip. Marlo asked, I feel like I'm sitting in the hip. Is that right? You want to feel like you're lifting. So the more you can push that bent leg foot down, you always have that control of it. Any moment you could lift up. It's a pretty subtle internal thing. But you don't want to feel like you're sinking into it. So just, I'll help you with that, okay? As we go. Feet together, everyone. Standing separate leg, head to knee. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs. Right foot step over the mat. 3 foot step. Keep your arms there. Turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, half of 90, left hip forward, 3, 4, 5 times to get both hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down front side. Front foot, Kathy, can slide to the back wall a few inches. Your front foot to the back wall a few inches. The brown wall to your right. Yes, forehead to the right knee. That's it. Good. Okay. If you cannot get your forehead to the right knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Bring the knee to the forehead, creating maximum compression of the throat. Eyes open. Use the back leg heel pressing to the floor to shift more body weight to the front foot to get your right hip up and left hip down. Eventually, two hips in one line parallel to the floor. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg. Slowly come up facing the side wall. Head and arms up last. Once you're standing, turn 185 degrees, face the opposite wall, turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin, please tuck your chin to the chest. I don't normally see that happen, Kathy, it was just a fluke. Bring your forehead to the left knee. If you cannot get the forehead to the knee, bend the left knee a little bit, bring it to the forehead. Hands on the floor in front of the left foot. Push your fingertips into the floor to help a few things. One is to help round the spine, and one is to push the knee back with the forehead. They all work together, so push the fingertips into the floor as you push the forehead into the knee and straighten the knee. Squeeze upper legs in towards the center plane of the body. Lock the left leg a couple of times, and slowly you can come up. Right hip stays forward, head and arms up last. Turn and face the mirror, please. Right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Second set, standing separate leg, head to knee. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Hands, palms together, thumbs crossed. Right foot, step out to the right. Turn on your heels to the right. Good steps, Latar. Keep it like that. Nice, not shorten. Keep it big. Okay. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Try when you can, Latar, 1 inch, 2 inches, 5 centimeters bigger step between the heels. Yes? A little more if you can. When you guys try to go for the bigger step, the balance will be more difficult at first. But here is how to improve the balance. Back heel presses to the floor, back leg locked. more body weight to the front foot at the base of your big toe. Upper inner thighs squeeze in towards the line that intersects the center of the body, and you suck in your stomach. Then you can balance, lock the leg and come up, keeping all of that muscle control. Body part attention all the way back up, head up, arms up. Once you're standing straight, turn, face the other wall. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward to get both hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin. Tuck your chin first, compressing the throat. Excellent for supporting thyroid and parathyroid function. Bring your forehead to the left knee, supporting pancreas function, kidney function, adrenal gland function by these various compressions and extensions of soft tissue plus stillness with normal breathing. Push the fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Looks wonderful, eyes open. Do the same thing. Back heel presses down. Base of your left big toe presses down. Upper inner thighs squeeze in and belly button sucks in. Keep all of that locked, the front leg, and come up. Nice, Shamina. Turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Tree pose is the last standing posture. Please step back to your towel. Feet together nicely. Toes on the line. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel as high as possible on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of the ankle with the right hand. I'll watch you, Esther. Don't worry. Grab underneath at the toes with the left. First thing is just try to bring the knee up and the heel up. Once the heel goes to the top of the thigh, very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and back to eventually get two knees in one line. Yep, you can keep picking the right knee up and up and up. The whole leg comes up. Yes, you can keep lifting. Go ahead, you guys. Right knee down, right hip forward, right hand in front of the chest. See how high? I'm going to keep lifting this leg. Esther, this knee can keep coming up until the heel goes up. Just keep lifting. My arms are bending. Chest up, stomach in. Everyone, if the foot doesn't slip, you can bring the left hand up, palms together. Stand tall, spine straight, shoulders down. Good. To change, bring the right foot down, arms down. Watching people can be helpful, but can also not be helpful. So left leg lift up. Bring the heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. So first thing, you just want to get a good grip on the ankle so you can get this knee up. Then bring the heel across to the center top of the thigh, grabbing underneath at the toes with the right hand. My elbows are bending to get the heel up, you see? Once the heel comes up to the top of the thigh, then you can bring the knee down. So if you have someone where the knee doesn't like to twist, they can keep the knee up here and wait for it. I have somebody that just stands, this is their posture, this is their tree pose. But if the knee's okay, the knee can come down, but this foot shouldn't move. So I'm going to bend this elbow so the foot can't slip. You see, it's like a shelf. Cannot go. No slipping. Yeah? Then this will let you stretch the spine upright. Two hips in one line, two shoulders in one line. Even if the knee's up here, it's fine. See it, my tree? My tree is still straight and tall. I'm not doing this because I think I should get the knee down. Yeah? Okay, that's good. Change. Left foot down, arms down. For toe stand, start again, tree pose. Bring the right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Now, if you can get the heel comfortably to the top of the thigh, then you do toe stand. If you're still working on it, just work on what you did in tree pose. Anyway, if the heel's at the top of the thigh, look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. Shift your body weight to the fingertips, sit down on the heel, and bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to the left, right knee down, to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. From here, stretch the spine straight up, just like you practice in tree pose. First, you can bring the left hand in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone. If you can balance there with the spine straight, right hand up, palms together. Elbows in, chest up, knees down, spine up. Take your time, toes stand to come up, hands to the floor in front of you, push the hips up. You can stand up in tree pose, looking straight ahead in the mirror. Knees, take your time, I'll help you next time. Latar, good. All right, come back up. Right foot down, arms down. Last one, left leg lift up, bring your heel all the way up to the top of the right thigh. If it stays comfortably in the top 6 inches of the thigh, then bring the upper body forward. If the foot slips a lot, just work on tree pose, it's fine. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you, upper body forward until you can touch the floor with both hands. You don't need to rush a body part, okay? Hands to the floor, shift your weight to the fingertips, sit down on the heel. Bring your arms around to the sides of the body. Stretch your spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. Right hand up, thumb at the breastbone. Both knees press down. Spine lifts up. Eventually, even the hips may lift up over the heel. If still you can balance, bring the left hand up, palms together. To change, hands to the floor. Take your time. If you're working on it, take your time. Hips come up. Stand up in tree pose. If your knee is okay, Zlatark, knee down. Left knee down, hips up. Left knee down, chest up. Take your time. Come up when you're finished. That's better. Okay. Change, everybody. Left foot down, arms down. Great. Turn around, relax on your back. Head towards the mirror, feet towards the back wall. Zlatark, is the hip tight or the knee? Is it your hip? Both, hip and knee? Okay. Okay, you're doing great. Good work, my friend. Okay. Very good. Start with your heels touching each other, palms open. Inhale smoothly by the nose. Exhale smoothly by the nose. The postures are telling, I guess you could call it a story, but they're revealing. They're giving information. I'm not psychic, Zlatark. I just watching the posture. And when you guys watch your own posture, you also are, you may learn things you didn't know about the body. Some things maybe you knew. You're like, oh yeah, I had that injury or that tightness that you knew about. But many times the postures will reveal something subtle that you had no idea about and can only be revealed in the yoga posture. So it's like a little, or sometimes very big magnifying glass microscope. You are the subject of the learning. The yoga is the tool or method for you to learn about you. And that can be thought patterns. It can be knee-jerk emotional reactions. It can be your knee joint that you are learning about. Wind removing poses next, Pavana Muktasana, right leg lift up, bend the right knee. Grab your leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, deeply interlacing the fingers. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Right foot relaxed. Pull the knee. Now keeping the head on the floor, tuck the chin, look straight down the center line of the body so the back of the neck flattens to the floor. Pull a little harder, absolutely freeze. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up, deeply interlace the fingers, thumbs cross. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Keep the elbows in close to the sides of the body, both shoulders on the floor, and 2 shoulders away from the ears. Pull until you feel the limit in the hip joint. Keep the left foot relaxed, toes and ankle relaxed on the left foot. Tuck the chin, look straight down the center line of the body. Change, left leg lower down, arms down immediately, both knees up in close to the chest. Grab your elbows, each other. A couple of inches below the knees, get a nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Once the head is on the floor, tuck the chin, look straight down the center line of the body. That's a fine grip, Esther. Yep, you can try to hold with both hands. I'll show you a good way for the grip to become a little more secure. You can have one hand up, one hand down, and then it will be a little more steady, or even hooking the fingers. One palm up, one palm down. See this? Go one up, yeah. And then over time, hands can come in closer and grab the wrists. Then they won't slide. Nice. Okay. Change again, everybody. Arms down, legs down, back to Savasana. Exactly. And then this, I'll show this so the camera can see. If you start with a, grip like this, let's say somebody can't grab the knees, first, you can have a hand towel if you can't get anywhere close to the hands. Second, you can hook the fingers like this because then all you're doing over time is getting closer to the elbows. Okay. Second set. Yeah. Right leg lift up. Interlace fingers. Cross your thumbs. Pull the right knee towards the right shoulder. The leg you're pulling on, I want totally loose, all the way to the toes. Right leg loose. The left leg, especially if the calf muscle's not touching the floor, turn the foot up at the ankle. Pull, tuck the chin, freeze. Change, right leg down, arms down. Release the grip for a moment, left leg lift up, deeply interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs. 2 inches below your knee on the shin, pull the knee, tuck the chin. Either way is fine, Julie, if you need to grab under. It's okay. Tuck the chin, look down, stomach in. Right foot can flex up at the ankle, but the left foot is relaxed. Loose, easy. Change, left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up, grab your elbows or somewhere on the way to the elbows. Grabbing somewhere on the way to the elbows is grabbing your elbows. Every instruction is the vision. It's the direction you're headed in, and you head that way. The point is you go that way. Ankles uncrossed, feet side by side. Tuck the chin. Look down the center line of the body. Breathe smoothly by the nose. Change, everybody, back to the rest. Heels touching each other, palms open. Inhale by the nose, relax the abdomen, exhale by the nose. Next, we have a yoga sit-up. If you have any lower back concern or pain, you're welcome to roll over onto your abdomen for now. Otherwise, feet together, flex, arms overhead. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up quickly, grab the toes. Strong double exhale, bring your forehead to the knees. All right, turn around, everybody. Lie down on your front side for the spine strengthening postures. Hands tuck right underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the top of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Glue it down, distributing the weight. That looks good, Esther. Equally the same all over hands, palms. Keep the 5 fingers together, everybody. Bring your legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing, upper body lift up using 100% back strength. Come up halfway so that the belly button is on the floor, but the rest of the upper body and the entire rib cage in the air. Elbows in close to the sides, elbows reach down towards the hips to drop the shoulders down. Now inhale, chin up, inhale, look up, inhale, push the face up towards the ceiling. Change slowly, nice Marlo and Sandy, chin on the floor, arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. However far it goes so that you can relax. You may have some stretch in the neck and shoulders, but you don't have to force a stretch. Just be comfortable with your head turned some amount. Okay. It's okay. Second set. Chin on the floor, hands tucked underneath the chest, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Legs and feet like a cobra tail. You have one leg, does not open. Hands, Zlatark, lower towards your feet. Hands down a little more. A little more, 1 more inch. Okay, drop the shoulders down to touch the fingertips. Thank you. Lock the legs. That's better. Inhale, come up. That's a good position. Everybody come up. Push hands down, Jess. Very good. Elbows in. Lift the chest up. Now I want the elbows to go back towards the feet. Keep the navel, belly button on the floor. Good, Alda. Your hands will feel like they want to drag, but they don't. Shoulders down, chest up, shoulders down, face up. Change. Okay, chin down, arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Arms straight position. Looks good. That posture concentrated the benefit on the lower portion of your spine. Next one is for the neck, the upper spine. Turn your hands over, palms on the towel, slide your arms underneath the body, one at a time or all together, arms straight, until eventually the pinky fingers are side by side, but first flip the palms over. You can flip hands down, Esther, before you bring them under. So grab your mat with the fingertips and palm. Chin forward, everybody. Look in the mirror. Lock your right leg. Lift it up. Come up to a 45-degree angle. Half of 90. Knee straight. Toes pointed. Push your hands, palms down. Bring the leg up. Everybody lift up. Everybody go up. Good, Randy. Right leg lower down. Keep the chin forward. Lock your left leg. Point the toes. Lift up. That's right. Chin forward. Look in the mirror. Leg up. Looks great, Juicer. Push hands down. Push the shoulders down, elbows down, leg up. Nice one. Change again. Left leg lower down. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust the arms. Eventually, arms straight, pinky fingers touching. Now both legs lift up. Everybody come up without bending the knees. Make sure the head is on straight, mouth on the towel, legs up, lift up. Now if the legs have separated at all, squeeze them back together, feet together, legs up, go up, thighs up, everybody hips up. Change, lower the legs. Take your arms out from the pressure, turn your head to the right. Big toes touching each other, heels separate. You can release the arms too, Randy. Just let them be loose. Second set. Palms down. Slide the arms underneath you. Pinky fingers side by side. Yes, that's right, Esther. And it's all right if the hands don't go under yet. Fine. Just keep the palms down. Bring them as close together as they will go. Chin on the floor, neck stretching flat. Right leg lift up. 10 counts. Begin. 9, 8. Knee straight. 7. Without twisting hips. 6. That's better, Michelle. 5. Keep the right hip in line with the left. 3. Just stretch the leg back. 2. Lift the thigh up. 1. Yes, that's it. Right leg down. That's better. Lock the left leg, point the toes, left leg. 10 counts, lift up. 9, 8, knee straight. 7, without twisting hips. 6, leg up. 5. Looks good. 4, 3, stretch the neck forward. 2, that's it, Shemina. 1, left leg lower down. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust arms. Grab the floor at the fingertips. Now keep the breathing steady, even if it's a little quicker, both legs. 10 counts, lift up. 9, everybody, you can do it. 8, struggle a little bit. 7, push hands down. 6, you got it, Jess. 5, legs up. 4. 3, lift up, Juicer. 2, go up, everybody. 1, change. Nice going. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the left. Smooth inhale by the nose. Smooth exhale by the nose. Full locust pose. Purna Salabhasana, chin on the floor. Bring the arms out to the sides. Like airplane wings, all 5 fingers together on each hand, thumbs included with index fingers. Bring your legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. You have 1 cobra tail, not 2 legs. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, legs, everything lift up. You can look up towards the ceiling. Bring your arms up more and more until the fingertips are in line with top of the head. And look up, legs up, chest up, go up. Breathe smoothly at the top for 5, 4, you can do it. 3, legs up, 2, exhale, come up more. 1, and down. Arms down right by your sides. Then turn your head to the right. Smooth and steady breathing calms and balances your everything. Nervous system, everything that listens to the nervous system, which is everything. The endocrine system, you can think of as a chemical nervous system. It's a communication system that operates by ductless chemical release. It's like, here, there's something in your bloodstream. It goes all over right away. You can think of it as another type of brain. It is a type of brain, if you want. Okay, second set, chin on the floor, bring the arms out to the sides, all 5 fingers together. It's just a chemical brain. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. Inhale, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. You can check in the mirror at first. Bring your arms up more and more until fingertips are in line with top of the head. Then look up, push the face up, neck up, chest up, legs up, go up. Everybody lift up one more time. Exhale, go up. Change again. Nice going. Okay, arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. You can also just think more broadly about communication systems in the body. What we call the brain, spinal cord, and nervous system is a communication system. The endocrine system is a communication system. And this is, I can't put that primary, I can't say that's more important than the respiratory system. It's eventually becomes incorrect to start even separating the systems. But if you do, and if we do talk about these things as separate systems, the breath and the nervous system are first. They're primary. And the muscles, they do what they can do. They do their best. You get attention to the body parts. All right. Bow posture is next. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. Now, I know you're moving body parts. I get it. You're like, well, I'm moving the muscles right now. I know, but you're breathing and you're using the brain first to even try to grab the feet. Hold the feet just below the toes, all five fingers together. Knees about hip width apart. So arms and legs are like two wheels on one base. Take a deep breath, kick up and look up. Go ahead, please. Knees up, thighs up, kick up. That's right, Julie. You can walk the feet in closer and closer to the hands so they're flat. There you go. Everybody thighs up. Everybody look up towards the ceiling. Kick up continuously, bending your total spine against gravitation. You can roll forward onto the abdomen, knees up, chest up, look up. Everybody kick up. Change. Slowly bring the chin and knees to the floor. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. You're also getting a better communication between the two nervous systems, between the nervous and endocrine system, between the communication systems. Take a deep breath, look up and kick up. Part of this is by your normal breathing, by your attention, all right, but also from physical stimulation of the tissues of the nervous system and the tissues of the endocrine system. You're not only thinking it into relaxation or breathing in the direction of balance and relaxation. You are physically affecting the structures. Kick up and look up for five. Looks great, Jess. Four, chin up. Three, push the thighs up. Two, everybody keep kicking. One, take your time, lower down. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Fixed firm pose is next. Supta Vajrasana. Push yourself up. Come up to the top of the mat. Sitting on the heels. Everyone knees and feet together. Then you can lift your hips up a little bit. Separate the feet and lower your hips to the floor. Right between the heels. Feet point straight back. Lower the hips as much as they will go towards the floor. If you can sit comfortably on the floor between the heels, only then go back. If you're not sitting there yet, you just wait. You get benefit anyway. Keep the feet in, feet pointing straight back, Esther. Don't try to go so far. Just roll the feet straight and just wait, okay? Some people are going back, but not everybody's going back. Only if you're sitting comfortably on the floor, go back. The legs may need a month, a week, a year. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody's business. Just try the right way. That's your business. And try to hold still. If you're all the way back on the shoulders, I want you to go like this and wait. Mm-hmm. Don't look at them. It'll throw you off. But this is important for circulation, healing of scar tissue, healing of the legs, and circulation in the legs. So you're just going to do part way. Mm-hmm. Bring the hands to the soles of the feet, come back up, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. Is it your foot or your knee, Esther? Tell me what hurts. No, that's not the right answer. I want to know if anything hurts. There is a right answer. I'm going to get it out of you. Does it hurt when you go like this? Hands and knees. You're going to be perfectly in this posture. I know you feel like you can't bend. I'm not trying to discount that. Let your feet straighten. And now just walk your hands a little bit back towards your knees. Let your hips go towards the heels. And you're going to stop where you stop. It's really, that's perfect. And you just figure out where you're going to stop. That's beautiful. It's really important that you get whatever bend that you can. And you'll start to get a little bit more bent. And then you're going to wait here and ignore all those people going back, okay? Okay, just I'll stay with me. If you're ever not sure, I'll do what you're doing and you can imitate. Okay, look at this, you guys. Look at, that's fixed firm pose. Yeah? Okay, thank you. Okay, feet flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. I know there's a lot to absorb here, so good for you. Let's do second set. You get to try it again. Sit on the feet for a moment, then separate the feet, lower the hips. So do what you just did, Esther. Go ahead. Some of you are sitting on the floor going back. Go ahead. Elbows to the floor, head to the floor. But I want the feet separated. I want room here. And just wait like I'm just sitting, okay? You'll be surprised. 10, 20 classes later, it's going to be slightly different. But I only want you going back if you feel your butt cheeks on the floor, okay? There's no rush. And if it helps to separate the knees, you can separate the knees. Miss I can't bend the knees. Look at her bending the knees. Don't do too much though, okay? All right, hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come up, chest up. Take your time. I know I didn't teach every word. Turn around, relax on your back. Look at how much you can bend the knees. That's so great. Wonderful. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. Second set, turn around for half tortoise posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together, no gap underneath ankles. Spine straight in the middle. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, stretch your upper body forward from your lower spine towards the mirror. Try to touch the mirror, push the hips towards the heels. Bring your pinky fingers, just the side edges, to the floor. And eventually forehead also touches the floor. Continuously stretch your upper body forward, shoulder blades, scapula being pulled forward. Take a few deep breaths in and out by the nose. Full expansion of the rib cage, excellent for the lower parts of the lungs. You try to come up with arms and head together, go ahead. If you need to walk yourself up on the hands for some time, that's fine. You still do the posture, arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, full lungs, hold it. Sit up quickly, grab the toes. Strong exhale, double dirk, head to the knees. Second set, please start again. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath ankles. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together. Stretch up and then forward. Try to touch the mirror. Don't worry if the hips come up a little bit. Okay, the point here is that you get your abdomen to the thighs and take some deep breaths. The point is that you stretch forward towards the mirror and take some deep breaths. Excellent for the lower tissue of the lungs, the lower lobes of the lungs. They get moved differently when you take deep breaths while you're in this position, stretching forward with abdomen on the thighs. It's really just amazing for the respiratory function. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice, Shamina. Okay. So strong. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Any questions before we do the next few postures? Okay, feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing full lungs. Sit up, please grab the toes. Strong exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Turn around, everyone. Stand up on your knees at the top of your mat. 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands up on the hips like in the back jeans pockets, fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Lift the chin and chest up. Drop your head back as far as it goes. Go back halfway. Stop in the middle, breathing normally. Eyes open. Look back. If you can see about halfway down the back wall, right hand down. Grab the right heel. Thumb outside, four fingers inside. Otherwise, you just wait there, eyes open. Then left hand down, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside, a full palm grip on each heel. Take a deep breath, look straight back. As you exhale, push your hips forward, everyone. Stomach forward, thighs forward. Continuously keep pushing hips towards the mirror. To change, bring your hands up to the hips. Then push both hips straight forward, chest up, spine straight. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Smooth inhale by the nose. Smooth exhale by the nose. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. Second set, start again. Top of the mat, please, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Hands on the hips or a little bit higher if you can. Fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath. Chest up. Push your hips forward. Drop the head back. Eyes always look straight back. Chin pushes straight back, never left or right. Go back halfway. Stop in the middle, breathing normally. Let the upper body drop back a little bit. Don't be scared. The legs will catch you. Right hand down. Left hand down. Full palm grip. Exhale. Push hips forward. Breathing normally is your number one most important best friend here. Thumb on the outside. That's it. Push hips forward until you feel both pulling on the heels and a pushing of palms into the heels. Keep your spine and neck there. Bring your hands up to the hips. Inhale, push both hips straight forward. Chest up, spine straight in the middle. Chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. Shamina, I was actually thinking about your grandbaby watching you with your leg doing shape-shifting the other day, thinking, I did not see my grandma doing any yoga when I was 2 years old or 7 years old. And I think of all of you guys with the little people watching you. Oh, I'm going to do that. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Inhale, breathing full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes strong. Exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. All right, now we have rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. I'll help you with the grips if you need it. Esther, don't worry. Put your hands on the heels, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Take a deep breath. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down front side. Bring your forehead to your knees. Top of the head, touching the floor. You had it, Randy, the first time. Suck in your stomach, lift your hips up. Roll forward like a wheel until the arms, elbows are straight. So get your hips up off of the feet. Roll forward. Lift your hips. Press the feet down into the floor. Just flip your hands around like this for me. Yeah, that's right. Suck in your stomach, hips up. Yep, that's correct. And then you can just lift the hips up a little bit till you feel some stretch in your spine. Change, lower the hips down. You got it. Yep, that's right. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, full lungs. Sit up, please. Quickly grab the toes. Powerful exhale by the mouth. Second set, rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the heels, thumbs outside. Inhale, stretch up. And then go down front side. Coil up, curl up. Compact position on the front. Bring your forehead to the knees. Top of the head to the floor. Lift up your hips. Yeah, that's good. You can grab right here on the feet, just like this. Thumb outs, exactly. You have it. Top of the head on the floor, hips go up in the air. Make sure the head does not turn. Once you have that on the floor, suck in your stomach, shoulders up a little bit. Total spine stretching. Change, lower the hips. Keep the stomach until your upright spine straight. Good, turn around, relax on your back. You're doing great, Esther. How are you feeling? Did you say I'm gonna die? Do you know you... I'm gonna challenge you on that, okay? You are so much more, there's more life direction, life energy right now. You can always rest if you need to, but you're also smiling, so I don't really believe that statement. There is a part of the system that fights coming to this class and thinks I'm going to die. Do you know what that part is? It's the age. No, you know what? Your aging body is so happy right now. It is so happy right now. I want to propose something to you. The part of your body that says, I'm dying, I can't, I don't want to, it's the part of the mind that always likes to have control of everything and feel good at everything and tell stories. And it dissolves for moments at a time in the class when you're totally in the present moment, just breathing. We're reducing the importance of that part of brain mind, however you want to call it. Because the cells, the fluids, and the energy are all getting higher on the life meter. You know, I know you might be sore. Okay. I know it's challenging. I know it's hard. Okay. But the life is going up. Yeah. Can you just suspend any doubt and trust me for a minute on that? Okay. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Take a deep breath. Sit up. Grab the toes strong. Exhale, head to the knees. All right. Head to knee pose, turn around, sit facing the mirror, right leg out, bend your left knee. You can always just lie here 90 minutes and breathe, arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right, lean forward, grab the right foot just below the toes, pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, bring your forehead to the knee. Your breathing is your life. So when you try these postures, go ahead, head to the knee, bend the knee up if needed. When you try these postures, if you ever feel like it is too much, or you have one of those stories in your mind, like, oh my gosh, this is too much, just back off a little, breathe smoothly. Fine. Push the knee down with your forehead, roll into the center, left shoulder down to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee, push the foot against inner thigh, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, turn your upper body to the left, lean forward, grab the left foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, bring your forehead to the left knee. Now, you can bend the left knee up. Go ahead and bend the knee so you can get the forehead and knee together, or as close as they'll go. And then push the knee towards the floor with the forehead, but don't let them separate. Roll into the center right shoulder down to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. That's it. Fine, Rachel, right there. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring both legs straight out for your sit-up. You can lie back if you've been doing the sit-ups. Inhale, breathing, and quickly sit up, please. Now for stretching pose, use the first two fingers, thumbs on top. Grab around the big toe, so you make a full circle around the big toe with thumb, pointer, and middle finger. Yes, then walk your right hip, left hip backward, right, left, traveling backwards. Two fingers together, wrap around the big toe. All right, now flex both feet back from the ankles, turn the pinky toes back too. Take a deep breath, chest up, stomach, and slowly push your knees down until you create a stretch all over underneath the legs, bones to the skin. Once the legs are locked, tops of the thighs contracted, stretch your upper body forward from your lower spine towards the mirror. Pull the toes back. Right here is Latark wide. Open. Shoulders down with your smiling, happy face. Okay. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, full lungs, sit up, please. Grab the toes strong. Exhale, double dark head to the knees. We're going to go right into half spine twisting posture, everyone. For time purposes, turn your body to the right, facing the left side. Bend your left knee in front of you, cross the right foot over. We're skipping second set of that other set there. Foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee. Inhale, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over the right knee, push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down, grab the left knee with your left hand. Then bring the right arm behind you, hand on the back, palm facing out. You can keep this left leg straight in front of you, Esther. And then cross over to start, okay? Then twist to the right side. Right hand can be on the floor. Lift the chest up. Try to bring the right chest and shoulder back. So the upper body turns. Then look to the right, chin to the right. Total spine twisting, joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae. Twist. Inhale, chest up. Suck in your stomach. Twist. Look to the right. Twist. Chin to the right. Twist. Untwist the spine. Other side, right leg under, left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee. You can keep it straight for now. Eventually, later, you can bend it. Okay. Inhale, breathing, right arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee, push the knee back, turn the hand over, palm down, grabbing the right knee, or you can grab the edge of the mat with your hand. Then bring the left arm behind you, hand on the back, palm facing out, or hand on the floor, chest up. Turn your upper body left side, left shoulder, and chest back, chin to the left. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae. For you, twist a little bit each. Sit up as straight as you can on the inhale. You can lean to the left, Carolyn, just a tiny bit, and forward. Twist to the left side. Twist, stomach in. Twist. Okay, untwist under the arms. Relax on your back, please, everyone. You did it. We finish with the breathing exercise. This is going to help your process after, the restorative, nourishing process that happens after the class is accelerated by this breathing exercise. All right, feet together, flex arms overhead. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Strong exhale. Double jerk head to the knees. Turn around now. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. If you can't sit on the heels, try it every time. Just see what you can do. But otherwise, you can keep the spine straight if you have to sit in a different position. Put your hands on the thighs, please. Elbows locked, shoulders down. You only effort on the exhale. Inhale will happen automatically. Concentrate one point in the mirror. Begin. Exhale, two, three, four. Exhale, six, seven, eight. Keep the chest up, two, three, four. I want you to move the abdomen maximum all the way in, two, three, four, and right back out, six, seven, eight. Strong exhale. Three, four. Keep the chest up. Six, seven, eight. Looks great, Julie. Very good. Belly all the way in, all the way out. Six, seven, eight. Push out more air for five, four, three. Good, Marissa. Two. Very nice. One. Everybody take one deep breath. Exhale it. Second set is quicker. Go. There's no inhale, only relaxation. Inhale happens automatically. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Chest up, shoulders down. Try as many as you can. If you miss one, try again. Five. Keep going. Four. You can do it. Three, two, one. Turn around. Please relax on your back. Great practice. Congratulations. Head towards the mirror, feet towards the back wall. Lovely to see you all spread out in Chile and the Netherlands and Chicago and California. I love all of this connection. Thank you guys for coming into the yoga room. I'll dim the lights. You can separate your feet a little bit and your hands a little wider. Eyes closed or open is fine. Concentrate from start to finish on just this one inhale. And then from start to finish on just this one exhale. That's your job right now. Attention, concentration. And it's no different when you practice the postures. Your number one job is attention, observation, realization. And your only homework for this class is hydrate the rest of the day and before class next time. And if you have any internal debate about whether you should come, that means you can come. It means it's possible. You can save yourself the energy. Just bring the body in. You don't have to worry about how well you're going to do, how things are going to go. Just bring the body in. Even sitting, listening, and trying half the postures will bring tremendous increase in the healing processes and energy. And yeah, you'll be sore. You're using new stuff. But that's a sign of life. It's the opposite of it, going to sleep. Esther, thank you so much for being up for this and tolerating my direct everything with you. You did great. Please, on your way out, let me know if you have any questions. Wonderful practice, everybody. I will see you tomorrow.